The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Well, welcome back again. We are here for Community Issues and Missions, and we're doing a two-parter this time around with our FFA. So I am Jeremy Ross.
I'm Kelly Graham.
And our officers for this week are
Sam Loy
and Melina Bayshore.
It's great to have you back with us again. And last week we took the entire show just talking about ACES because you had so much that happened with that and so many interesting facts and the stories and the different workshops that you did. And now we're just now getting into the stuff that is sort of ongoing and coming up. So first thing that we had on the agenda for this one is Meet Your State Officer Night.
Yeah, so we held a Meet Your State Officer Night. We do it every year. And we actually have kind of a partnership with Haas's Steakhouse. They're a sponsor of FFA. So a few years back, Mr. Brammer thought that he kind of wanted to give something back to them. And they told him they weren't accepting money. He could not give them money. They weren't taking that. So he decided that maybe we could hold these Haas's Nights. It would give the state officers a chance to meet different members that they might not normally meet, and it would give business back to the chain. So all seven of us split up. We go to anywhere from, I'm going to Huntington.
I'm going to Lititz.
Yeah, they're all over the state.
Du Bois, Crawford County one.
That's north, right?
Yeah, northwest, but yeah.
The closest to Jenna, the closest one to that is Jenna, and she's still 3 hours, 4 hours away.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's making the trek out.
Yeah.
Like, better you than me. But so we sit down with probably normally around 30, 40, 50 FFA members, different local business owners, representatives. We invite a lot of people and just have dinner, chat, hang out, and it gives us kind of a little chance to have something where we don't have to be as formal, and something like back at ACES where we're working the whole time and we're always on a schedule and stuff, that we just get a chance to sit down for an hour or two and just talk. Eat.
Hang out with members, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you still wear the blue coats, right?
Of course. We do wear our coats.
Always the blue coats.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting how you've described that, because I know a lot of them, you are either at events as a whole team or in pairs or parts of the group, but it's interesting how you have it written. It's like these are solo things. It's like you guys are let loose on your own, and you have free reign to do however you want.
I don't think necessarily done any solo things.
I think this will be like one of the first things, yeah. So.
Where we're just, and then once we get to more into March, April, May, we get chapter banquets, and that's normally solo.
Solo, yeah.
And that's when we kind of go back to chapters we visited, and they hold their end of the year FFA banquet, and sometimes we're asked to speak, sometimes we're asked to help hand out awards, So, and then that's another thing where we kind of just go and we eat and we get to spend some time with members. So, and because it's their show, so we just are there for like observation and representing the state association.
Very cool. So now, beyond that then, you've got SLLC, which I laugh because it's like, when I look at the number of like bullet points that you have written down, it's like ACES had quite a few, and then it shrinks a bit for State Officer Night. But then SLLC, like there's this huge amount of stuff that you've got planned and going on for it. So I'm curious to see, like this year, what's it going to be like?
Yes. So our SLLC is our State Legislative Leadership Conference, and it's kind of the counterpart to ACES. ACES is geared a little more towards younger FFA members, normally aimed for freshmen and sophomores and new FFA members. Even if they're juniors or seniors, they might be in their first or second year. They might not know as much about what FFA is about. So we kind of try and give them in 2 days, kind of a picture of what they can expect from FFA, while still trying to make it entertaining for those members that have come back for the third or fourth year. Like me and Melina both did. We went as much as we could because it's a fun time. But for SLC, that's where it's more about business. Like, it's geared more towards juniors and seniors, and it's 3 days long as opposed to two over the weekend. And we actually take bills directly from the House and Senate, Pennsylvania, and we discuss them in little committees. We break up into a House and Senate and then into a majority and minority, and our members are able to just debate these bills. So, for example, we have one on Sunday hunting. That's a very, very hot topic in the agriculture world because it's just pretty split. Some people, some farmers want to, on Sunday, they want to be able to relax. They want to be able to just go and walk through their property, walk around, take a nap without, you know, having to hear gunshots in the background and stuff like that. Yeah. While some are like, Sunday's the only day I have that I can go hunting. So that's when I want to go out.
It's also like a tradition thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
so it's very split. And
boy, I would say that would be a big split.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And so
and
we,
like, we actually like take the bill and the way it's wrote out, and it's in legislation right now. So as congressmen and representatives and Senate are also talking about it, students are also kind of talking about it. Now, there is an extreme difference between there is an extreme difference between representatives as well as, like, high school students, but it gives us more of an appreciation on how we can, like, realize what all happens at Harrisburg and in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
And they can go through, they can amend the bill, so if they don't like something about it, they can take out a word, change a date or time, or do anything like that, and then if that's what the students gather and want, then they can actually amend it. And then at the end, we present these bills to the entire conference, and we say this was the bill, and this is what we decided. And so that's, it's pretty cool. And
do they ever take your thoughts seriously, or your recommendations?
I don't particularly think so.
Oh,
just
okay.
Because it's something like, it's kind of a difference in, there's a lot of things that me and Melina don't understand about politics, about what our students don't understand about politics, mostly like wording, specifics. Some of them might think, like, look at a bill and say, okay, like this raising, for example, is random, public school funding. And they might say, we need more public school funding, so we're going to up it by $1 billion. Awesome. But
where's that money coming from?
Yes. So that's not something that someone in the House of Representatives or the Senate might necessarily do. They wouldn't just stand up and say, we're going to raise the budget $1 billion. But our high schoolers might do that. And if it passes, then that's what we go with. So I believe that there are some legislators that we have a more personal relationship with through working with FFA. I know my representative has a very good relationship with his local FFA. Melina's representative has a very good relationship with his local FFA. So I think they look at them, and I think they get a little joy out of seeing young people with fresh minds look at these things in a way that's not necessarily when they have to do it every day. It's something they're coming in and they're turning all of their immediate attention onto this bill, as opposed to a legislator might have 500 different things going on. So I think they do. I think they pay attention to it. But normally, I believe our recommendations don't necessarily amount to anything. Sometimes we get lucky, and something that we talked about is something that they bring up in the Senate, and then it ends up in a bill, and we're like, well, that's cool, because our students thought the same thing. But yeah, so we like to give them a little snapshot.
What a neat experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and while they're there, we again also do community service and different leadership workshops like we did at ACES. So we're just like building off of them, but it's more of an in-depth, and this time we look at like the whole legislative process as well.
I was going to say, it's an interesting, the way you're describing it, it's probably an interesting interplay between, I mean, yeah, you might not have as much experience in the legal and legislative element, but at the same time, I keep thinking, well, for those who've worked in it for so long, I think it's probably easy to just kind of become very routine, mundane about it. So to, yes, you might not know as much, especially in the terminology or however things are presented, but the passion and, you know, innovation behind ideas that often new eyes have to an issue is probably a very interesting, you know, back and forth at how they play together.
So, but knowing about how the legislation works or the process works, I think could help you in your careers.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it gives you kind of a, more of an understanding of when you hear something on the news, like this new law came out and this is what's happening, it kind of lets you look at that and say, oh, I know how that got to that point. So this, when we started our legislative conference 32 years ago, it was actually with a former Secretary of Ag. He wanted something that we would do that would allow our students to gain knowledge on how the government works. So that's how we first kind of came about to this. So we're hoping our 32nd year is as good as the first 31.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I'm sure it will
be. They need to also help prepare you because obviously legislation is going to affect the agriculture industry. Mm-hmm. And you can't have people in the agriculture industry not know how our state government works. So mm-hmm. if you have an inside understanding, I think that can certainly help you in your, like I said, career.
Yeah, and we pick 3 bills from the House and 3 bills from the Senate, and they all deal with ag and rural affairs, education, or game and fisheries. So our members discuss, debate, and amend, mm-hmm. and eventually come to a consensus.
Do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy doing that?
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I always liked it. I'm a little more... The mode of how we run business meetings in FFA is called Parliamentary Procedure,
yeah.
And I'm very bad, and I always call it Parley Pro because that's just what I know. And me and Melina both competed in mm-hmm. that. There's actually a contest for it in FFA. We both competed that going through high school, and that's something I really enjoy, and that's what we do a lot of. We try to use as we go through SLC, so...
Yeah, it's a learning curve mm-hmm. for students, so yeah.
Yeah, because something I was curious about, I was like, I don't have as much personally, like, legal experience, but, like, one of the things that I learned is, like, with the way they write stuff, like, because, Sam, like, before we even started the conversation, I remember you were talking about how you're limited down to the length of the type of, you know, mm-hmm. bills or whatnot that you're able to go through, because you said it's only usually, like, a couple pages. Well, what I was curious about, though, is, like, in reading those pages, you find you have to go really slowly because of the way things are worded?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's my mom and sister both went through law school recently, and I was talking to them about SLC, and I said, like, it's great, but sometimes the bills are just so hard to understand. And they explained to me that there's a very specific kind of way you write a bill that you have to learn that neither of them knew, and I don't know. And... so when they draft these bills, they have someone go through and they word by word go through and make sure it all reaches like the specific criteria that's been set for these bills. So
a little bit of legalese, I guess, language.
Yeah, that's a good term for it. And obviously, especially if maybe you're 17, 16 in high school, mm-hmm. that can be a little more like, so we try to break it up. We don't want to have them in meetings the entire time just talking about bills. So we have on the second day of SLC a community service piece that we do. So we send out all of the members that are there and along with their advisors, and we go to like a few different places that they can help kind of impact the community. So we have a few, like, for example, the New Kensington Fire Department. We send members out there, and they help the firefighters. They'll clean, maybe help wash the trucks.
I went to the food bank where we actually, like, split up different foods, and I got to scoop rice pretty much all day, and we spend, what, 4 or 5 hours or so there?
Yes, it's a bit of time. So we try to get some stuff done. I know when I went, I actually helped clean a church, and I met a very, very nice older gentleman named Mr. Briner, who then I found out is associated with this radio station. Once I got it, I walked in, I looked down, I went, oh,
I know,
so I know
this person.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes full circle. We try to keep it very close in the local community to Harrisburg, Hershey,
Carlisle.
But me and Melina and our 5 teammates will each get on a different bus. But as you can see, we said a little earlier, we went to 19 different places. So between the 7 of us, there's not enough. So we actually, this is something I always thought was really cool. We get almost I'm going to get yelled at for describing them as this, but they're almost interns. So we have six high school seniors apply for something called a second-year scholar position. So they have to have gone to the conference before, and then they go through a, not an interview process, but an application process that's reviewed by some members of the Department of Agriculture, and we choose six of them, and they help us pull the whole conference off. So me, my bill is House Bill 49. It's an education thing, and
mine's House Bill 99, but yeah.
Yeah, and so we'll have our majority and our minority for those bills. So I'll be in charge of majority, and I have a second-year scholar who's helping me, and she's in charge of minority. So we get students then who aren't state officers and, you know, might just be normal everyday kids come in and actually help us run the conference, which I always thought was really cool. Because a lot of these things, sometimes people look and they're like, oh, like the state officers just do everything. But we have, then we get to help get our students involved, and then it makes it a little less, it bridges the gap a little, because apparently sometimes we're scary. Yeah. I don't think we are. Especially me and Melina.
Yeah, I think they just like put us up on a pedestal, but in reality we
are. It's the blue jackets.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, they all have a blue jacket too.
And like, ours just has one more word on it. Like,
no, so, they just, it's all right.
But yeah, so I got off our little community service piece. But yeah, so we'll send them out 19 different locations, and they do about 3 to 4 hours of community service. And then we get back, because we try to make the theme of our state legislative conference a little more
faster paced. Yeah.
So they can kind of get a little, when they leave, they have a little American pride in them. Like, they're kind of, they get to see how our country runs and what makes it so great, because we have this process we do where these bills have to go through a bunch of different people from all sorts of these different backgrounds and lives. And that's what makes our laws. And we, you know, we were the first to do it. And so we like to kind of have them see that. Did we release our theme yet, Melina?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't either. We have a theme for the conference, but we don't want to get yelled at, so we don't know if we can say it or not.
But okay.
Yeah. I mean, registration's...
It's active now, so probably.
Yeah. So our little theme we for our conference is Agents of Change. So we try to... A lot of our themes, we do reflections again, like we did at ACES. So me and Melina and our president, Jenna, will, on our second night, kind of try and go off that theme of Agents of Change and say how, try and teach, give them a little thinking points on how they can go back and leave the conference and continue to do the work that they'd been doing already outside of an FFA conference.
So like in their homes and in communities, yeah. But yeah.
And then our very last thing we do is the final morning. Lena, you want to talk about that?
Oh, of course. So the final morning of SLLC, which is the third day we are there, I believe it's Tuesday, we go and we have a breakfast. It's a legislative breakfast. And my Sam and myself, along with the five other teammates, actually went to Harrisburg in the Capitol, and we hand-delivered invitations to representatives in the House and in the Senate as well. And a lot of them are already RSVPing back to Mr. Bremer, saying that they'll be there and that they wouldn't miss it for anything. While we're there, we do opening and closing ceremonies. We talk about all the community service that we did, along with going over some of the bills. And while they're there, since we have so many legislators come in, the members that attended the whole conference also get the chance to sit down with their representatives at breakfast, talk about the bill, talk about things that are happening in their district and all that. So it's kind of cool to like bridge the gap between, you know, the Capitol and as well as high school students. And it's like a win-win for both situations there.
So then at that breakfast, that's when the students, if they were, for example, on the Sunday hunting bill and they were debating that they would get then a chance to talk one-on-one or one on a few with their legislator and ask them like, hey, what about the Sunday hunting bill? And then their legislator can answer questions about it. They can give them what they went over on their bill. And the legislator can sit there and listen and see what FFA is giving to the members in their district. And so it's kind of a big, cool circle that we got going on. And we're very excited for it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so when I said before we started talking about this that, you know, there's so much information here. Like, the SLSC hasn't even happened yet, and yet, you know, you guys have got so much going on already with it, you know, just thinking about it and the preparation, not to mention, you know, the past references to pull from to get a sense of what's going on. So, yeah, it definitely sounds like an event to look forward to, and I hope everything goes very well for you guys when it rolls around.
Oh, sure, yes. Thank you.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, we're already good on time here, so we've just been rolling around with the programs.
I wish I was a member of the FFA because I certainly would enjoy you going. What a neat experience.
When we hold ACES, that's something that's really cool about Pennsylvania is we do these two conferences and other states noticed. So for SLC, we're one of the only states that does that.
Really?
Not every state just has their legislative conference where their members get to sit down with their representatives. And even for ACES, we actually have a chapter from Virginia every year that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
They drive. Now they're at the tip of Virginia, and they say it's only actually a two-hour drive from where they leave to Harrisburg. So it's not that far of a drive, but they drive out of state to come just to come to our leadership conference because they don't have anything like it in their state. And their teacher this year, she was recently hired, was actually my student teacher when I was in 10th grade. So I was standing there, and I turned around, and I went, "Miss Bickhart," and she turned around and went, "Sam," and I was like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like, "We come up every year." And I was like, "Ah, that's awesome." So that's something that very cool. And we take a lot of pride. We're not supposed to talk about it, but we take a lot of pride in both of these two things because it's just something that like we can pull off and we can do and is something that's very cool about FFA. It's something that these experiences they can get from that.
Personal to Pennsylvania. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long have you been doing the LLC?
32 years. So this is our 32nd year of doing it. And it changes. It's something that's cool is it changes with the time. So it was completely different when it first started than it is now. But there's always been this common theme of government. And even probably in the next 10 or so years, it'll change even more. I know there's some things we're looking at with changing about SLC that won't affect our team, but maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the line might start to come into effect.
Do you know who started this idea of getting the FFA involved with the government?
Yeah, I think it was the former Secretary of Ag, Sam Hayes.
Okay.
So he was a representative or senator in the House of Representatives, and then he became the Secretary of Agriculture. And he met with Mr. Brammer. The advisor before Mr. Brammer. I was going to say 32 years doesn't add up. And he said that, hey, like, I really would be interested in helping you start something that would educate our FFA members on how the government works. And that's kind of where it came into being. And since then, Mr. Brammer then took over. We are his 18th team. We're dating you, Mr. Brammer. But I'm going to hear about that. And so he's doing it for 18 years. And even when he started, we had 11 state officers. And so it was pulling off this conference with 11. So it was the jobs were a little more watered down. So maybe one or two people, they didn't have the second year scholars because there was 11 of them. And with the second year scholars, we have, 13?
13, yep.
So they would have only had two less. And then in 2009, I think,
yeah,
2009, we voted to move to a team of 7. So we have 6 constitutional officers that's established in our national charter. Each, if you want to have an FFA chapter, you need at least 6 of those constitutional officers. And then we have America's only state chaplain, Miss Melina. And that's what our charter says. So we have 7 state officers. We moved from 11. But then there are states out all over the place. Some Ohio has 13 or something. And some states have, Maine has 2. Hawaii has 2. Puerto Rico has 4.
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah, so it's Alaska has 5 or 6-ish.
And then you get to the big states and they have 18 or so, like that.
So it's all across the board.
Yeah, and then Pennsylvania, we have 7, and we like those 7. We think that's a very good number for us. It works really well.
Well, you certainly run like a well-oiled machine. Yes. Boy, I'll say.
And some of that is, let's see, I'm going to get back in his good graces now. Some of that is thanks to Mr. Brammer and all he does. His wise.
Bring the full circle around again, yeah. Well, it has been fantastic these past 2 weeks having you guys here to talk about what's been going on and what is coming up. So thank you all for listening. I am Jeremy Ross.
And I'm Kelly Grant.
And our guests are
Sam Loy
and Melina Bayshore.
Until next time, thank you for listening here on Community Issues and Missions, and we will see you next week.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.